This is the Sakar Moli of the 1st of May, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, you have come to the Unlimited Father to claim your unlimited inheritance. Nothing here is limited. When you remember the Father with a lot of enthusiasm, you will forget the old world. Question. Which aspect should you repeatedly grind into yourselves and make firm? Answer. I am a soul. I am receiving my inheritance from the Father, the Supreme Soul. Souls are children, and the Supreme Soul is the Father. The meeting of the children with the Father takes place now. Make this aspect firm by repeatedly grinding it into yourselves. The more soul conscious you become, the more your body consciousness will end. Song. This knowledge rains on those who are with the Beloved. Om Shanti. You children know that you are sitting with Baba. He is the greatest Baba, the Father of all. Baba has now come. The question of what you receive from the Father shouldn't arise. You receive the inheritance from the Father. He is everyone's unlimited Father, from whom you receive unlimited happiness and unlimited property. Other property is limited. Someone has 1,000 rupees, whereas another has 5,000. Some might have 1 million, 2 million, 5 million, multi-millions. All of those worldly fathers and children are limited. Here you children understand that you have come to the Unlimited Father to claim your unlimited property. You have this hope in your hearts. Apart from in schools, no one has any hopes in satsangs, etc. They simply say that they want peace. However, they are unable to attain it there. You children understand that you have come here to become the masters of the new world. Why else have you come here? The number of you children is growing. You say, Baba, we have come here to become the masters of the world. There is nothing limited here. Baba, we have come here to claim our inheritance of unlimited heaven. We claim this inheritance from the Father every cycle. Then Maya, the cat, snatches it away from us. Therefore, this is called a play of victory and defeat. The Father sits here and explains to you children. You children understand number-wise. This one is not a sage or holy man. This one is wearing the same kind of clothes that you wear. This one is Baba. When someone asks you whom you are going to visit, you say, we are going to Bap Dada. Therefore, this is a family. Why do you come here? What are you going to receive from there? No one else can understand this. They wouldn't say that they are going to Bap Dada and that they are receiving their inheritance from him. Everyone has a right to their grandfather's property. You souls are the imperishable children of Shiv Baba anyway. By belonging to Prajapita Brahma now, you become his grandsons and granddaughters. You now know that you are souls. You must keep this firmly in your hearts. We souls are claiming our inheritance from the Father, the Supreme Soul. We souls have come and met the Father. Previously, when we were in body consciousness, we would say, someone with such and such a name is receiving such and such property. We now understand that as souls, we are taking our inheritance from the Supreme Soul. Souls are the children, and the Supreme Soul is the Father. The meeting of the children with the Father takes place after a long time, and it takes place only once each cycle. On the path of devotion, there are many artificial melas. This is the most wonderful mela of souls. Souls were separated from the Supreme Soul for a long time. Which souls? You souls. You souls also understand that you are the residents of the home of sweet silence. You became tired from playing your parts here. This is why you went to sannyasis and gurus, etc., and asked for peace. You thought that because they leave their homes and go into the forests, you could receive peace from them. However, it isn't like that. They have now all returned to the cities. The caves in the jungles have become empty. They now sit in the cities as gurus, when they should really be giving the knowledge of the path of isolation and teaching purity. Nowadays they even perform marriage ceremonies. You children control your senses with the power of yoga. Senses become cool and calm with the power of yoga. There is the mischief of the senses. You have to conquer your senses so that there isn't any more mischief. Unless you have the power of yoga, it is impossible to control the senses. The Father says, only with the power of yoga can you finish the mischief of the senses. There is strength in the power of yoga. It does take a lot of effort. As you go further, that mischief of your senses will stop. There are no bad diseases in the Golden Age. You learn to control your senses here so that there isn't anything dirty there. The very name there is heaven. Because this is forgotten, they say that it lasts for hundreds of thousands of years. Even now they still continue to build temples. If it were hundreds of thousands of years, they wouldn't be able to remember anything. Why do they build temples? Because the senses there remain cool and calm. They don't make any mischief. Shiv Baba doesn't have any physical senses, but he does have all of this knowledge in his soul. He alone is the ocean of peace and the ocean of happiness. People say that it is impossible to control the physical senses. The Father says, control your senses with the power of yoga. Stay in remembrance of the Father. Don't allow your senses to act against the rules. Whilst remembering such a lovely Father, there should be tears of love. Souls do not merge into the Supreme Soul. Only once, when he takes a body on loan, does the Father meet you. Therefore, you should interact with such a Father with so much love. Baba had great enthusiasm. Oh, Baba is going to make me the master of the world. What would I do with all this wealth and property? He said, I will renounce everything. He became just like a crazy person. Everyone started asking, what has happened to him all of a sudden? He left his business and came to Baba. His mercury of happiness rose very high. he started to have visions that showed he was to receive the kingdom. However, he didn't know how he would receive it or what would happen. He just knew that he was to receive it. He renounced everything in the happiness of that. Then, gradually, he continued to receive this knowledge. You children have come here to this school. There is your aim and objective. This is Raja Yoga. You have come to the Unlimited Father to claim your kingdom. You children know that we study with him. He is the one whom we have been remembering. Baba, come and remove our sorrow and give us happiness. Daughters say, we want to have a child like Sri Krishna. However, it is only in paradise that you can have that. Krishna belongs to paradise. You swing him, his idol, in a swing, but only in paradise can you really have a child like him. You have now come to claim your kingdom of paradise. You will definitely find princes and princesses there. Your hope of having pure children will be fulfilled. There are many princes and princesses here too, but they are residents of hell. You want to have children who live in heaven. This study is very easy. The father says, you have performed a lot of devotion. You stumbled around so much. You went on pilgrimages, etc., with so much happiness. You also went to Amarnath temple in the Himalayas. It is believed that Shankar told the story of immortality to Parvati there. You are now listening to Amarnath, Lord of Immortality, telling you the true story of immortality. The Father sits here and tells it to you. You have come to the Father. You know that this one is the lucky chariot. Baba has taken this chariot on loan. We are going to Shiv Baba and we will only follow his Srimat. If you want to, you can ask Baba anything. Some say, Baba, I am not able to speak any of this knowledge. Baba would say, you should make effort. What can Baba do about this? The Father shows you children an easy way to become elevated. First, control your senses, and second, imbibe divine virtues. Don't listen to anyone who becomes angry. Hear it through one ear and let it out through the other. Don't listen to any of the evil things that you don't like. When you see that your husband is becoming angry and is going to hit you, what should you do? When you see that your husband is becoming angry, shower flowers on him. Continue to smile at him. There are many tactics to use. There are those who are lustful and angry. Innocent ones call out. There wasn't just one Draupadi. All of you are Draupadis. The Father has now come to save you from being stripped. The Father says, this is your last birth in this land of death. I have come to take you children to the land of silence. Souls cannot go there while they are still impure. Therefore, I have come to make everyone pure. Whatever part each soul has received, he has to complete that part before returning home. All the secrets of the whole tree are in your intellects. However, no one could count all the leaves on a tree. Therefore, the Father explains the main aspect about the seed and the tree. There are many human beings He wouldn't sit and look at what is going on inside each one. People believe that God knows what is within each one. All of that is blind faith. The Father says, "You call out to me to come and purify you and teach you Raja Yoga. You are now studying Raja Yoga." The Father says, "Remember me." It is the Father who gives these directions. The Father's Srimat and ways are totally unique. Ways means advice through which we are granted salvation. Only that one Father grants us salvation. There is no one else who does this. It is at this time that you call him. You do not invite him to come into the golden age. It is only now that you say that the bestower of salvation for all is the one Rama. People turn the beads of a rosary. They turn them, and when they come to the tassel, they call it Rama and raise it to their eyes. The name they chant is that of the tassel. Everyone else is his pure creation. You know this rosary very well. This is the rosary of those who do service with the Father. Shiv Baba cannot be called the creator. If you call him the creator, the question arises, when did he create the world? Brahmins are created now at the confluence age through Prajapita Brahma. Shiv Baba's creation is eternal. The Father simply comes to purify the impure. This is now an old world. Deities reside in the new world. Now, who would change Shudras into deities? You are now becoming deities once again. You know that Baba changes you from Shudras into Brahmins and from Brahmins into deities. You have become Brahmins in order to become deities. Therefore, Brahma becomes the creator of the human world. He is the head of the human world, but Shiva is the imperishable Father of all souls. You are now listening to all these new things. Those who are intelligent imbibe them very well. Gradually the number of you will grow. You children have been reminded about how you were originally deities and how you then took 84 births. You know all the secrets of that. There is no need to go into anything more. The Father says, the main thing to do in order to receive your full inheritance from the Father is first to remember him and second to become pure. Become a spinner of the discus of self-realization and make others similar to you. It's so easy. It is just that remembrance doesn't stay. This knowledge is very easy. The old world is now to be destroyed. Then the deities will rule the new golden-aged world. In this world, the images of the deities and their palaces, etc., are the oldest. You say that you were the oldest emperors and empresses of the world. Those bodies were destroyed, but the images of them still continue to be made. No one knows where Lakshmi and Narayan, who used to rule, went, or how they claimed that kingdom. Birla, industrialist, who built the temple to Lakshmi and Narayan, builds many temples, but he doesn't know anything. He continues to receive donations and builds more. he believes that to be a blessing of the deities. Unadulterated devotion is the worship of Shiva alone. Only the one ocean of knowledge gives this knowledge. Everything else belongs to the path of devotion. Through this knowledge there is salvation for half a cycle when there is no need for devotion. It is said knowledge, devotion and disinterest. There is now disinterest in devotion and the old world. The old world is now to be destroyed. Therefore, why should you be attracted to it? This play is now ending and we are to return home. There is this happiness. Some think that it is good to attain eternal liberation because they will not have to come back again. They think that souls are bubbles that merge into the ocean. All of that is a lie. An actor would definitely act. If he simply sat at home, he couldn't be an actor. There cannot be eternal liberation. This drama is eternally predestined. You receive so much knowledge here. None of this is in the intellects of other human beings. According to your parts, you take this knowledge from the Father and claim your inheritance. You are bound by the bondage of this drama. You definitely do have to make effort. It is not that if it is in the drama, you will receive something. If that were so, you could just simply sit idle. However, no one can stop acting actions. There can be no renunciation of acting. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Keep your senses cool and calm with the strength of the power of yoga. Keep them under control. Do not speak about or listen to evil things. Hear whatever you don't like through one ear and let it out through the other. 2. In order to claim your full inheritance from the Father, become a spinner of the discus of self-realization. Become pure and serve others to make them like you are. Blessing. May you be a Murlidhar and make Maya surrender to the music of the Murli. You have heard many Murlis and so you now have to become such a Murlidhar that Maya surrenders herself to the Murli. If you constantly continue to play the music of the secrets of the Murli, Maya will surrender herself for all time. The main form that Maya comes is in your making excuses. When you have found the solution to the excuses through the Murli, Maya will then finish for all time. For the excuses to finish means for Maya to finish. Slogan. Become an embodiment of experience and the sparkle of your fortune of happiness will be visible on your face. Avyakt signal. Adopt the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. The speciality of the confluence-aged Brahmin life is purity. While living in your household, stay beyond impurity. Stay beyond any thought of impurity, even in your dreams. This is the way to challenge the world. This is the spiritual royalty and personality of you Brahmins. Om Shanti.